the question was asked, when we learn the different midot and the ways in which a person should behave, to what degree of perfection should one aspire, and how does one know what's right for him, and how is one to be content with the level he's at? Maybe he should be at a higher level. So we have a rule, slow and steady wins the race. We have a rule, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bitrunya Im Briotav. God doesn't come with exaggerated claims to his creatures. That means God expects from us normal growth. He does not expect a person to achieve 100% overnight and possibly ever. As Maimonides writes, we are taught of the sins of Moshe Rabbeinu to help us understand that no one will attain perfection. We keep growing. We are constantly a work in progress. So if we want to grow in a true way, then we have to work slowly and consistently. We have a term in halacha, tafasta merube lo tafasta. Now that is misunderstood in modern Hebrew. The word tafasta in Talmud means to take hold of. In Hebrew, the word tafasta means to hold on to. To hold could mean I let go. To take hold means it's mine. Tafasta merube. Have you taken hold of too much? Lo tafasta, then you haven't really taken hold of it. Because you might let go. The key is to be a tofes, one who has really conquered, who has made it a part of himself. So then it shouldn't be merube. You can't take too much on. You want to achieve, it has to be something that is consistent. The word tafasta means to take hold of with consistency. And that's why we say grow slowly, but consistently. If you grow gradually, then that makes sense. A person will always have ups and downs, right. But if a person tries to walk into Machon Meir and within a week he's keeping all 613, then he's going to go up very fast and he's going to come crashing down very fast. It's not going to work. Slowly. And if you grow slowly, then you can be at peace with yourself. And I always give the metaphor of riding a bike or driving a car that's stick shift. Same idea. If the gear is too high, then the car is going to work too hard, right? If the gear is too low, then the wheels will be churning and you're not really moving, right? And then you hear the wheel spinning also. But if the car is purring along correctly, then there's enough work on the motor and you're advancing enough. It's the same idea with advancing in life. If your wheels are spinning too easily, then you haven't given yourself enough work. If your wheels are spinning so hard, it's such a difficult task, then you've given yourself too much work. It's got to be you're growing and you have to exert a little bit of effort, like giving the gas when you're on the right gear, or like pedaling when you're on the right speed. So there's a small amount of effort you have to exert that's normal bike riding. Are you advancing more? Are you advancing less? That sort of depends on how steep the incline. Are you on an uphill or a downhill, right? Well, it's the same idea with growth. If you're working too hard, then you've taken on too much. It has to be normal work, that I can be happy when I wake up in the morning, that I can be comfortable. And you ask, well, how do I know if I'm doing enough? Well, if I'm within that formula, then that's what Hashem wants of me. That's the idea, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Bitrunya Im Briotav. God doesn't have extraordinary expectations of us. He expects us to grow gradually. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharet. We have a rule in Talmud and in Halacha. The Torah wasn't given to angels. The Torah is given to human beings with their limitations and their limited capacity for growth over time. We can't do everything overnight. Okay, slowly. And within that slowly, we'll have ups and downs. But if we've worked it right, then our downs shouldn't be too drastic. There are fluctuations within a range that makes sense. So those are the rules we have to work with, and we have to be happy that way. The problem of our generation is that we compare ourselves to other people. We compare ourselves to 100% as though life were a set of theorems and equations. But life is more complex. We have to compare ourselves to ourselves. Could I do more? If I couldn't do more, okay, good. I should be happy with myself. I'd like to be elsewhere. I wish I could do more. But what can I do? I was born into circumstances. I have my limitations. Gamarnu. I need a certain amount of sleep. I need a certain amount of off time. I only have a certain amount of concentration I can invest. These are the tools God gave me. I have to do my best with these. And you know, you